Weeping may endure for a night, but we have to remember there is always joy to be found in the morning. Torin Wills on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It's Ryan's turn to be gone today, and that is why I am calling in some reinforcements for the What Day Is It game. Good morning, Anna Lokensgaard. How are you today?
Good morning, Beth. I'm well, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining me here today as we play the What Day Is It game. I know you're familiar with this. You have played this before, but I'm going to give a little bit of a reminder to those that might not be familiar with the game. Here's what happens. Every morning around this time, Ryan introduces us to a couple of holidays on the calendar. And sometimes these can be a little bit weird. Because of that, Ryan makes a third holiday up and he leaves it to us to try and determine which of the three holidays Ryan has crafted off of the top of his head. Anna, it's going to be up to you and me and the Kinship Radio family to determine which of these particular holidays is the fake day. Now, in Ryan's absence, he has pre-recorded the days that we have to choose from. So, Anna, are you ready to hear what days Ryan has selected for us to choose from?
Let's go for it.
Okay. Ryan, what are the days you have for us today?
Okay, here are your options for Friday the 26th. Two of these are real. One of them is fake. You're going to try to guess the fake day. Today is National Lilac Day, established to honor the unique role that lilacs have played in gardens and cultures around the world. National Hairball Awareness Day. You know, hairballs can be dangerous for pets, especially cats, and so today is a day to think about that. And National Pretzel Day, in celebration of the entwined bakery snack. This day proclaimed nationally in 1983. So one of these days is not real. Again, your choices is National Lilac Day, National Hairball Awareness Day, and National Pretzel Day.
Wow. What are we going
to
do?
Well, Beth, to be clear, you don't know the answer, correct?
I do not. No, I don't. So I am in the dark.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Ryan. Okay. So National Lilac Day. It is definitely the season for lilacs.
Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping mine bloom this year.
Yes.
They did not last year.
And they are one of my favorite times when they are in bloom. We have a whole hedge of them.
Mm-hmm.
National Hairball. Ew.
I'm not a cat person. I've never had one. So this is foreign to me.
Yeah, I have a cat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that happens at your house?
It does, but I made a deal with my husband, and he gets to take care of those kinds of things.
Well, yeah, that's bless good. You.
Yep. and then National Pretzel Day. I don't watch The Office. That I've seen clips of it and parts of it, but I'm not familiar with
that. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, Ryan also gives us some notes here. Yeah, there's apparently a character on the show The Office that really enjoys Pretzel Day. I have no idea what those references. I don't follow the show. Now, are you a fan of actually like eating pretzels? It's not my favorite snack.
I like the big salty ones that you get at concession stands.
Oh, yeah. Like the big breaded ones. Dip in the hot cheese.
Yes. Oh.
Those are good.
Those are good.
Yeah. I'm not one
overpriced,
to like,
but good.
Hey, if it's good, worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not one to like go buy a bag of like regular pretzels. But yeah, the big like bakery ones that are hot and mm-hmm, bready. And, yeah, those are good.
All right.
But what's the day? Which one's the fake day?
Well, Ryan is always trying to trick us.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And sometimes, you know, some of these are real days, but he just puts them on the wrong
True.
Day.
He will try and trick us that way.
I'm going to say that's what he's up to, and he put lilacs in there because that's too sweet.
You think?
I don't know. What do you think?
That could be.
He also likes to use the food ones. Usually, nine times out of ten, the food one is the wrong one.
Yeah, but you know, the reference is so specific here.
Mm-hmm.
It's so specific and kind of out there. So I kind of believe Pretzel Day myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows I don't like cats. To be honest with you, I think Pretzel Day is safe.
Okay. So that leaves us with the hairball and the lilacs.
Yeah. It's Lilac Day, I don't believe. I think I'm in agreement with you.
Okay, let's see.
All right. Are we ready to check this out?
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan, what day did you make up
The day that I made up today, couldn't find any record that this day exists at all, is National Lilac Day.
Woo!
National Lilac Day. There's a lilac week somewhere and lilac days, but no actual National Lilac Day, and it for sure isn't today.
Well, there you go. I can't believe it, Anna.
We're depicting Ryan's brain a little too much.
I'm stunned. We got it right. Well, Ryan, enjoy your day off. We are. Anna, thank you so much for helping me out here today.
You
I feel
it.
Victorious. Here's Casting Crowns on Kinship Radio.